Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like a dapper dog,
giving them all
dressed
like a $1 million bucks.
Bust
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. I said, come on now, dig me, the one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, now I'm going to be really honest with you this morning. I really don't know what to say. I really don't. I was sitting here and I was thinking, what do I say today? I do know that I want to be encouraging, uplifting, and inspirational in some way to affect somebody today. oftentimes these conversations that I have in the mornings, they're designed with me because I need it myself, y'all, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, who makes the comedian laugh? I used to say all the time. And even though what we talk about in the morning is not a laughing matter, it kind of like is where I am today. You know, I need motivation in my life sometimes myself. I think when I get in moments like this, I often resort back to the same thing over and over and over. And when I find myself in certain predicaments, I can always fall back on the same thing over and over. So while I'm sitting here trying to figure out what to say to you, the one thing that I did do this morning that I find to be very consistent in me is that I find myself grateful. I'm ever grateful for the things that God has done for me. I may not always know what to say, but I know how to say thank you. I do. I know how to remember and reflect back on where I come from. I know how to realize where all my blessings come from. I'm very, very conscious of my journey that I've been on, the one that was from then until now. That journey right there it's been difficult, man. It really, really has. I ain't gonna lie to you. Me becoming successful was very difficult. But as hard as this is to say, I really, really mean this. I wouldn't change nothing about the trip I've been on. Number one, because I can't change anything about it. So I never lived my life in regret. But the main thing was I discovered along the way, now, not during the process, when you're going through rough moments, you can't hardly see the good in it at the time. It's just rough for you and it seems unexplainable. And oftentimes I thought it was unfair. But as I am now, I needed every single thing that happened to me, that happened to me, to happen to me. I hope that makes sense to you. I needed everything to happen in the exact order and the exact way that it happened in order for me to be the person that I've become. And that right there, man, is just very comforting to me. Bishop Jakes told me one time, he said, the closer you get to God, the more friendly you all become, the more he will reveal to you the how comes and the what fors of a lot of things that's happened to you. Because a lot of times what troubles us is we just can't understand why we lost that loved one back then. We just can't understand why we didn't get what we wanted back then. We just don't understand how come our plan didn't work out and we had to fail so miserably back then. We don't understand the answers to these things. Well, the closer I've gotten to God, the more those explanations have become crystal clear to me. And see, the one thing that I came to the realization, everybody, is that the things that was happening to me, they wasn't really all bad. They really wasn't. They didn't taste good when it was happening. I didn't enjoy what I was going through. But as I look back on them and reflect now, it wasn't all bad. Some of those things were so necessary for me to get the information. Because, see, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed and stubborn. I said, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of hard-headed and stubborn. I kind of like to think that I know something about some things every now and then. And the things I am convinced about, I don't really, really care for people trying to talk me off mine. So I can be stubborn and hard-headed sometimes. God knows that about me. So I think to get some of the messages crystal clear through to me that I needed to learn, that was this process I had to go through. That process was my journey. It was my trip. It was my woe, my pain. See, everybody got them different. It don't matter what it is. Everybody got a woe. Everybody got a pain. Everybody got a trial. Everybody got some tribulations. Everybody got some challenge. I don't care who you are. Just quit looking at me thinking that I got it going on so tough. Man, but if Steve, yeah, it's easy for you to say that, but you ain't here. You don't know where I've been. If you would stop hanging yourself up on your past, worrying about your woes and your troubles and the situation you in, and start praying and start asking God to get you through it. See, a lot of times you messed it. You messed the message up yourself, because when you're going through some stuff, you ask God to remove it and take it away. That ain't the lesson you got to learn. Your lesson sometimes has got to be how to be strong, how to see it through, how to bear under it, how to carry that weight long distances for long periods of time. That's how you get strong. The lesson is to make you stronger, but to make you stronger, you got to carry the weight. You can't get stronger, you don't go to gym, or you don't do something at your house to lift your own body weight. See, a lot of people can't even do push-ups. They can't get down and in the course of a day give you 100 push-ups, because they ain't never tried it. They get to 20 and they're shaking so bad they stop. Woo, that's too much for me. Well, let me tell you something. So I learned to quit praying to take stuff away. My prayer became to give me the strength to handle it. People oftentimes ask me, how do you do all that you do in the course of the day? I don't really know. I just know I can. Because I know God don't put more on you than you can bear. So when you ask me how you do all of what you do in the course of the day, I got God. God is good. He'll get you through whatever it is you're going through. So when you're tripping and you don't know what to say, reflect and be grateful for all you reflect on. Think about God's goodness and watch what he do for you. That's the cold part, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, monkey trainers, artichoke farmers, basketball makers, basket weavers, hair color specialists, and anybody that works at Fort Knox, let me have your attention. And anybody is affiliated with anything else. If you got a job, just listen to this. Ain't you glad you working? Ain't you glad that you have the ability to provide the necessities of life? There are people who don't even have the necessities, food, shelter, and clothing. You ought to be grateful for that, man. I am. I'm in the want business, but a lot of us are in the want business. You just never really looked at it like that. If you have food, shelter, and clothing, you have everything you need. That's what you need. You need food, shelter, clothing. That's what you need to survive in this world. Those are your needs. Everybody need love. Everybody need a friend. If you got those things, you got what you need. The rest of you in the want business. What else do you want? Go to God with it, man. I don't know, but guess what? I wanted to see today, and he gave it to me, and he gave it to you, and we ought to be grateful for that, because that's a big gift, man. Another chance, another day, another opportunity, that's a big blessing, man. You got to start with that one right there. If you ain't found nothing to be glad about today, it's because you ain't thinking. Open up your mind, see what God has done, and realize the goodness and grace of God has always been around you, whether you ask for it or not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi, Monica Jr. government name is Kill Space. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend of Nephew Tommy Jr., anything on your mind today, man?
Yeah, Unc, you know, I'm grateful too, Unc. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for being in trouble and not even knowing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know this is possible.
What? Yeah. Oh, you married now, Junior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know, Carl. Yeah. It wasn't even my fault. I didn't even know. All I know is my plate ain't getting fixed and she not talking to me. I didn't even know yet.
Yeah.
I had no idea this could even be possible.
Well, can I tell you something?
Marriage always on the brink.
It's gonna get brought to your attention, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you did gonna get brought to your attention.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm
not fixing your plate.
No, no, she didn't fix the plate. She sat down, ate right in front of me. I'm talking about chewing.
Well, yeah. Junior, let me ask you a question. Now, cause I ain't in your family, your business. You can do how you want to do. So that ain't what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But do you expect her to make your plate?
No. No, I don't expect her. No, no, I don't expect her. That's
so,
just what she been
so
doing.
So what is the discipline? Oh, that's what she been doing.
Yeah, yeah. But so, last
now,
night.
Okay, well, whoa. So do you, don't expect her. Do you assume she's going to make your plate?
I did last night till I wasn't eating. I knew that then. Yeah.
Junior, have you thanked her for making your plates?
Every it single sounds day.
Like, well, it sounds like you missed a day to me.
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shed that toxic weight now. That's right. The D'Herbs Full Body Cleanse has been helping people, yours truly included, lose weight for over 15 years. And you should be next. The results I experienced after my first cleanse were absolutely transformative. I like that the cleanse includes 7 unique formulas that focus on your entire body. You'll lose serious weight, your skin will be glowing, you'll sleep better, and get a nice boost to the immune system. Trust me on this one. Visit dherbs.com and start your journey toward a cleaner, leaner you and get a discount at checkout with promo code radio. dherbs.com, promo code radio. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
David Mann, running cat dog.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Sandra?
Yes.
How you doing? This is Nephew Tommy.
I'm doing fine.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to prank phone call your son, David Mann, today, all right?
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to call David and tell him, hey, them people came over here asking me about paying that bill. And I'm not paying that bill. And that man got smart with me, and I shut the door on him. I told him to call you.
Okay.
When you get through with him, I'm going to call him back as if I'm that man.
Okay. Okay, I'm fixing to do an add-on then.
That's what you call it, an add-on? Okay, do the add-on then.
Hold on.
All right. Okay, we'll figure it out. I'll call you when we get through.
All right.
Okay, then.
Bye. Hello?
You did good, though.
Okay.
All right, he'll call you back in a minute complaining that we done pranked him, all right?
Okay.
All right, God bless you.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go.
Hello?
Ever bring me that paperwork on apartment 314? Hello, I'm looking for David, please.
This is David.
Okay, this is Jim out at Barton Green Apartments. Is your mother Miss O?
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Okay, we got a problem here. Now, I'm the new general manager here, and I'm just getting this thing brought to me about your mother not paying her water bill, and we got to get this matter taken in. As of right now, I've been instructed to actually go in and get your mother and take her completely out of the apartment building.
Okay, so tell me what the problem is. Explain to me what the situation is, sir.
The situation right now is no one has paid this water bill whatsoever. She thinks, from my understanding, that she only owes $106, and she owes far more than that. She has not paid a water bill at all. All right, your mother's very rude to me and slammed the door in my face.
Let me, I'm just trying to understand the situation. So the water bill hasn't been paid in how long?
From what I'm looking at, it's at least 4 or 5 months from what it looks like here on the paper.
Okay, so it's 4 or 5 months behind.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and so how much is it?
I'm going to have to tally all this up and get everything lined up as far as the numbers. As of right now, sir, if no one is paying this bill in the next 30 minutes, I am instructed to put your mother out and pack her things and put her out. And that's not what I want to do. But as rude as she was to me, you know, at this point, I'll tell you what, David, I don't give a damn.
Sir, so I'm just here to try to help make the situation better. So I need you to take a deep breath for me and calm down, because I'm calm. So let's just let you know. I would be
calm too had your mother not slammed the door in the face and said some things before she shut that door. I'd be trying to work as calmly as you're working.
That's right. So what do we need to do? I won't be able to do it within 30 minutes, but how much is it? Just find out how much it is. You know, from what my understanding was, it was $109 or something, $106 for at least 4 months. Is that what the problem is?
No. What is owed right now is that the $106, sir, is 1 month.
I guess my question is, how does the water bill, $106 for a one-bedroom apartment with one person, $106 water bill is kind of high, don't you think?
I mean, I don't have no idea what your mother's doing. Well, I don't know if she runs a lot of water, or I have no idea about that part.
Unless she's washing every day and running all the water every day, $106 for an apartment, that's a bit high, sir.
I understand that you have some issues about what the amount of the bill is. That does not get in the middle of the fact of how far behind we are.
Okay,
that's the problem we have.
How far behind are we? I'm trying to resolve the issue.
We are 5 months behind.
5 months behind. So how much is the bill for 5 months?
I'm getting her to tally that up as of right now. But let's get back to the issue of someone not being able to get here in 30 minutes. Is there no one that can get here and take care of this bill in 30 minutes?
Let's figure out how much it is, and I'll try to get that worked out. So if you can give me kind of a tally on what it is.
If I had to guesstimate, I mean, let's look at the fact that here it is $106 on 1 month. You know, let's say it's roughly $100 each month. You know, you're looking at $500 at least.
Yes, sir. I have to say $100 for that's extreme.
You know, the problem that bothers me is that you people won't pay your bill.
Sir, wait a minute now. I need you to relax, because I pay my bill.
You got a mother over here that's apparently you must be the caretaker of, and you're not taking care of your mother from what it seems like.
Okay, what I need you to do is relax and not be accusatory. That's what I need you to do. I need you to...
And stand up, sir, and take initiative of whatever your responsibility is. And if you're responsible for your mother, then you should take care of your mother.
You know what? You're upset right now, and you're not going to get me upset with you, because you don't know what's going on. And so
do you not care about your mother? Because in that case, I can just get off the phone with you. Right now, my job is to get her out of the apartment and pack her things up, because the bill is not paid, and she's saying she's not paying it, to take it up with her son.
What you're trying to do is get me to be where you are. I'm not going to there with you.
I'm not trying to get you to be where I am. I'm trying to get you to take care of your mother, if that's your responsibility. Now, if it's not, I'll leave it up to her.
You and I going back and forth on the phone, and you having the attitude that you have, What good is that going to do, and what is it going
to
solve?
Are you somebody that sits at home and you need to get your ass up and get a job? What do you need to do to get your mom taken care of so I can get this paid, and this is not on my desk?
I'm not going to be another angry black man with you, sir. I have a lot more sense than that. So
you're not an angry black man. You're a lazy black man. That's the problem with you people.
What is you people?
Those that don't want to work, want to sit around, want to get a welfare check every day. When the rest of us out here hustling and busting out.
When the who's out busting what? I don't understand.
Are you illiterate or just dumb?
You're the manager of the apartment?
You want to know who I am?
Yes.
I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your mother and your son, David Mann Jr., got me to prank your behind.
David. I just saw him record him, because I'm about to get him fired. I hate you, man. You got me.
David Mann, Mr. Brown, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. I got pranked by Nephew Tommy.
All right, thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we have a real natural disaster joining us this morning. He's a legendary comedian and actor and one of our favorite family members. Stay tuned, Steve Harvey Nation, for comedian funny man Earthquake will be in the building. He'll be our special guest at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Liz in Tulsa. Liz writes, I was helping my bestie's husband plan a surprise party for her. He transferred $1,000 to my account like a dummy, and I told him she'd see it. She saw the transfer, asked why I borrowed money from her husband. I was honest. Was I supposed to lie?
Yeah, you just got to go, hey, look, hey, I'm sorry. It was trying to be a surprise. I told him not to do it, but this was supposed to be a surprise for your birthday. So could you please act surprised?
Act surprised.
Yeah, because I don't want you to think that. That's why he sent $1,000.
How should she act when she gets to the party, Steve?
Oh, wow.
Bad actor.
That's not bad. Yeah.
A surprise.
Take two.
Okay, here goes another one.
Yes.
Where all these people come from?
Okay. All right, moving on to McDade in Pensacola. McDade writes, I got stung by a bee and my wife rushed me to the hospital. She had my cell phone the entire time doctors examined me. She erased my call and text logs, and she quietly drove me home. Should I ask her why she went through my phone?
Now, what you need to do is get your punk ass to start handling these bee stains.
By yourself.
That's what you need to do. All this going to the doctor like some little soft-ass piece of medicated cotton. That's what your little tender ass get. But you get some vinegar in a brown paper bag, do what they did in the country, and put it on that bee sting and go sit your ass down somewhere and be still. Uh-huh. Get some Neosporin and cut on Walt Disney or something and watch TV till the swelling go down. That's what you should have did. But now you're going to take your ass down to the damn hospital. All the stuff you could have tried. They ain't even keep you long at the hospital. They released your little ass. You overreacted to a reaction you thought you was going to have. You had a bee sting, man. A damn bee. Little ass bumblebee stung your ass. Now you all up in the hospital. She got your phone. I wouldn't give a damn if I got a snake bite. This damn phone.
I'm going to have that phone in my hand.
Phone. Yeah. Finna be in my drawers just on vibrant anything.
Question.
Yeah, I got a bee sting. I'm going to go to the doctor. A bee sting. I bet the next time something hits you, you get to get a crocodile bite. I bet your ass won't go down to the hospital no more. That's what the hell you get. That's what's wrong with this generation of men now. You're too damn soft. And you go to the hospital, I got a bee sting. You're a bee, boy. Look how many times I done got hit by a bee, bumblebee, yellow jacket. I had a wasp sting. I ain't never been to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
He didn't even have no allergic reaction. He just
maybe
went,
young, Steve.
I got a bee thing. Then he hold my hand. Man. He hold his hand. I'm just punk ass. Now she in your phone law. Should I ask her? Hell no. Act like you ain't even see it.
All right.
But the whole text log is gone.
Everything clean. She wiped it clean.
Bruh, wiped it to out. Me. Use that bee sting as a blessing. That bee sting had her wipe out your call log.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, it
Everything.
Also wiped out your memory.
Yeah. Yeah, he has nothing. All right, moving on to...
You ain't got to remember nothing. You don't even know what she's talking about.
Oh, he has amnesia now? Oh, is that what you're saying?
Who is Shirley?
All right.
My bee sting bothered me again. I can't
Don't do him like that, Steve. It hurt. All right, Jeanne, moving on to Jeanne in Dover. Jeanne says, my boyfriend lives with his best friend who's a female. I spent the night and I asked to use his laptop. It was in his roommate's room because she borrowed it. He went and got it and he came back holding his do-rag. Did she borrow that too? Is something going on with them? Why was his do-rag in her room?
Because that's where the computer was. You gotta take your do-rag off to work your computer.
That's the lie you're gonna tell. Because that makes
She was
no
having
sense.
Trouble with the computer. She couldn't get it on. That's right. Why I went in here. Your roommate ain't got money for rent or a damn computer. Who is this guy?
Or a do-rag.
they share do-rags.
So now your do-rag is not her headscarf.
Her bonnet.
Well, if it's satin, it does the job, huh?
He came back in here holding his do-rag. You know how many times he came back in that room holding something? You wasn't there.
That's what she wants to know, what's going on.
I done told y'all, roommates with your best friend. What? How don't yeah. make no damn sense.
Who's a female?
Uh-huh. It don't make no damn yeah. sense. Mm-hmm. And you over there every night. Yeah. And you a man, and you ain't thought about going over that hall one time. Man, stop. How?
Into your roomies.
Man, please.
All righty.
All right, so, okay. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Rita in the Bronx. Rita says, this morning my husband and I had sex. He took a quick run around the block. He had coffee, and then he put on a clean shirt and a suit for work. He only showers at night, so how can he focus all day with that funk? Why doesn't he bathe?
Oh, I see the problem here. See, what? Initially I was thinking it was a sex problem. But he done ran around the damn block.
Yes, it's a problem.
Yeah, he
didn't
got a lap in.
Oh, you done exercise. After
you
done
got a mile in, dog.
Now you get
it. Now you at work with a clean shirt on.
Uh-huh. And suit.
Oh, see, that's a whole nother angle right here. I thought she was just talking about they had sex and he went to work. I was going to say, I don't really see a problem with that.
Say, me too.
I can't tell you how many times I done had sex and just went on somewhere.
Stupid Steve.
And when I come to work, I come to work in front of a whole lot of people.
Millions.
What you say?
I be on TV and everything, man. I just trying to pull it together. Yeah. Now, I understand what you're saying. Now I see the problem. He just run around the track, did a quick run, and then just put a shirt on. He only shower at night. Well, you know, he do one a day. We shine at night. I don't know how can you know why he your husband? Why don't you ask?
She's
what are you writing
officer.
Us for? No, why are you writing us? Why don't you ask your husband? Or could it be after y'all got through having marital relations that you was in no condition to talk? Maybe that's it.
He's slayed.
So maybe you writing us because he laying it down in there so thick you can't even talk to him. Baby, I'll see you when I get home. Okay.
So she should ask him why does any babe. All right, thank you, CLO. We got through it.
That's
thank you.
I don't know.
Coming up next, earthquake in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, y'all. Here we are. As promised, we got a special guest this morning. Family member, fresh off his very own Netflix comedy special, and coming soon to a city near you. And boy, let me tell you something. He is worth the damn ticket. listen to me.
Yes, sir.
High level ignorance. This is a legend in the stand-up game. A legend. But it's some people that's been watching this go down for a long time. All us included. You know, he's one of our favorite family members. We invited him to join us today, talk about his big comedy show in D.C. And we're going to get his opinion on some trending topics. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. That damn earthquake.
Quake, good morning.
Good morning.
Quake.
What's up, them family? It's good to talk to y'all again. And first of all, I want to tell you, Steve, thank you for helping my relationship again. Because that elevated you got me elevated you. Boy, it raised the dead over here. You know what I'm saying? I think I gave all my good years to you. No good women, but no, it helps me out. Got my energy back. I'm over here. Steve, I want to say thank you, man. Elevated you got me going, baby.
And elevate you, thanks you, dog. Yeah.
I'm just letting you know. I thought I was out here, but now I'm back. I'm back, Steve. I'm telling you.
Nothing like a free commercial. Hey, Quake. Hey, man, listen. Can I say something to you?
Please.
You know, this Netflix special, you just celebrated a belated birthday. Happy birthday, by the way. You turned 60. Do you know something, brother? That at 60... most comedic careers is almost gone. They're almost done. I watched you, man, for years not get national recognition, but was selling out theaters everywhere you go because black people knew. What I watched happen to you, man, do you know this holds true about old people when they say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. You right now at 60 are bigger than you've ever been in your entire career. At 60, when most dudes is out here folding it up, just trying to make a club date work here and there, you out there over 60, this is the biggest you've ever been. This is a testament to the power of God to me, man, watching your career like this, because I've seen it from day one. And it couldn't have happened to a more deserving, hardworking guy. You are epitome of what never giving up looks like and what it looks like to hold on and keep fighting through all the naysayers. And Chappelle came along, man, and gave you that shot on Netflix and you took advantage of it. And now you just everywhere. Congratulations to my man, the damn earthquake.
Well, thank you, man. But God knew, and he always knew. Because if he would have gave me this money I got right now, I'd be dead. I'm just letting you know. I'd be gone. You understand? And people like, Quake, how I feel? I say, don't get me wrong. I've been black rich for a while. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just getting mainstream rich. You know what I mean? God has been my alarm clock for the last 25 years. I mean, you know what I mean? So every time I see a homeless dude that look like me, I'm like, ooh, that could be me. So I have never, ever been upset. I have never, ever had envy for nobody else, because I knew in time. And the more than anything, Steve, is what you said meant to me. I don't need mainstream. As long as I got the respect of my peers. My peers knew. They see me like, yo, there you go. That's to them. And that did it for me. As long as the check was right and my peers gave me respect in the game that I'm doing, I was happy with it. I was good with it. But right now, I need this money. And got this business. Don't get me wrong. I want this money now because I don't want no unsung episode. You don't want to see me living with nobody. Over my grandmama's house, man, 50 years old, retired, not giving me no applesauce and taking care of me. No, sir.
Hey, just pushed me in front of the TV for 4 days, won't cut the check on me, won't give me nothing, no sir. So that's why I want the money now. But thank you, man. You have always been there for me, man. I watch you. I tell people all the time, if you really want to do your life right in comedy and life period, man, Steve Harvey is the great role model to show how to do it. And just watching you doing it, man. And that's why I do Elevate You. I need it, man. Now, I got a young future wife, man, and that helps me stay with her. Right now. She said, wait, listen.
No, go ahead, man.
No, I told her that. You ain't got no worry about me cheating on you because I don't make love long enough. I just let you know. Yeah, crazy. Man, I can't lose my woman for 8 minutes now. This is my lifeline. This is my lifetime to find her. I'm not gonna lose her for 8 minutes now.
Ignorant.
Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. I just have to tell you the truth. I'm happy over here, but I'm telling you.
Hey, listen, stay right here, Quake. When we come back, y'all, we're going to tell you where you can see Quake at. We got Chicago coming up, and we got D.C. coming up. And y'all need to get in there. Chicago, V103, D.C., WHUR. Y'all need to get right, because the Quake is coming. We're going to tell you when right after this. Steve Harvey Morning Show and that damn earthquake.
Yeah!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We back. Our special guest this morning is the one and only, the legend, Earthquake. Right now, he's out on tour, man. We've been talking to Quake this morning and everything, and we talked about his career and everything, but now we got to get this sold. These is tickets now.
Yes,
now,
sir.
We're talking Chicago V103. Yes. Baddest station in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we talking about Washington, D.C., a heritage station, yes. WHUR on the campus of Howard University. First of all, Chicago, get ready because he's going to Country Club Hills, Illinois this Saturday. Quake is going to be in Country Club Hills, Illinois this Saturday. That's about 35-35 north of Chicago. And so y'all, and I'm going to tell y'all how to get tickets to the Country Club Hills, Illinois this Saturday. And then on Friday, September 1st, he gonna be on D.C. at the MGM National Harbor. Y'all know where that is, the big MGM being right over there by the river. Gonna be a night with the legendary Earthquake. We gonna get in that. Now, before we get into that, Quake, you been watching this Montgomery brawl?
Yes, Lord.
When you viewed it, what was your take on this whole situation, Quake?
Well, you know, they got that little song talking about they don't do this and try that in the small town, so they tried it. And what they didn't know, when that brother threw that hat up, by living in Atlanta, that was... And boy, them brothers came from land, sea, air, by plane, everywhere. And when them whoopings started to come, and believe me, they didn't know what it is. I tell you all the time, there's nothing wrong with our people target. We just have the wrong target. And this time they had the right target. Because the aim has always been good. Because we're fearless. Our kids, our people are fearless right now. But we've just been on the wrong, had the wrong target. Aim has been perfect. But that target was perfect this time. And the aim was outstanding. And when I tell you they was around there whooping people around, I took a moment of silence. Put my kids together, let them, this is a Black History moment. I went to Home Depot and bought every folding chair they had and was just passing them out to Black people. You get a chair. You get a chair. You get a chair. What's the chair for? Don't worry, you might need it. You get a chair. You get a chair. Oh, I was passing out chairs. They called me the chair man. The chairs was everywhere. I swear, it was so beautiful. It gave me a moment. I cried. I sat there and then I woke up and ate some popcorn and watched it again. I swear, I slowed it up. And when he threw that hat up, I said, here comes Hootie Hoo. And they came. And God bless that
killed all the myths black people can't swim, because that was a black Michael Phelps that went across there. That brother got out the water and started laying hands everywhere, and it was beautiful.
Hold on, man. Hang on. We'll be back with more of this food right after this. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. We back with Steve Harvey Morning Show. Our special guest this morning is the legend, comedy legend, one and only Earthquake, Netflix special. Pushed him back out there in ways and that. We've been talking to this fool about this Montgomery brawl. And so... what y'all got to do is, let me say this, man. Y'all got to go see this cat, man. You know, the majority of people have never seen him live. The majority of people never saw me live. The majority of people never saw Michael Jackson live. It just, that's the fact, you know. And so if you haven't seen him live, you really need to go see this, man. Because what happens, there's something that happens in the audience, man, once he gets his roll going. Where he does not take his knee off their neck. And the laughter becomes infectious. And once you understand his cadence, because he has a very, very unique cadence, which has made him different from most comedians out there. Now, I have to say, I share in that with him because we're storytellers. We're not joke writers. We're storytellers. And his stories and his takes on different things is just crazy. Quake, you're going to be on this Saturday. You're going to be at the Country Club Hills in Illinois. That's about 30 miles outside of Chicago. So how can they get tickets for that?
Oh, man, I think they go to ticketmaster.com. If you want free tickets, just slide in my DM at The Real Earthquake. The only stipulation is I'm all out of men tickets. So, you know what I mean? I don't give a grown man nothing but advice. Put your girl on my DM. Put your mama in there, your sister, but I don't give them. And the MGM is very important to me. That is home, and you understand it, Steve, because you did it so much time. This is our first relationship with Live Nation, with the number one promoter in the world. And we're starting to kick the tour. Me and we're going to do some future work. And it's the first one that I'm doing at home. And I'm coming back home after shooting the legendary tour. And me and Dave Chappelle just talked. We're going to do another special in February. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Yeah, hey, we'll do another Netflix. I had a TV show coming out, Steve. But, of course, every time they get to the E, something happened. Now, these brothers on strike. I'm trying to put them together. Look here, let's write something. Put my show back on, then y'all can go back on strike. You know, so, you know, let's just get a Quake agreement. You know what I mean? Let's get that done. So, you know, life's good.
Hey, man, now your show in D.C., this return going to your hometown, D.C., that's Friday, y'all, September 1st. And that's at the MGM. Everybody know what that is. That's National Harbor. And it's a night with the legendary Earthquake. So that I want y'all to get. So Chicago is this Saturday, outside of Chicago at the Country Club Hills, Illinois, this Saturday. And then September 1st, first time with Live Nations, we're going to be up at the MGM, Quake coming to the crib. That ought to sell out. All these tickets going to sell out. Listen, man, y'all got to go see this dude. I'm just telling you, man, I sat there and watched this fool. The last time I think I worked with Quake was years ago. That fool went out there and said, I don't know who the hell gonna marry Coretta Scott King. Cause the pressure that come with her. What can you offer this woman who was married to a man that's got a street, a holiday, and a school name? We was in the back. Scream. Then Bernie went out there and burnt the building down. Y'all let me close this thing. He ain't let it happen. Well, I think we all learned a lesson that night. That was the last time I was with Quake, man. Quake is worth seeing, y'all. Quake, you gonna give it to him this weekend?
Man, like my income taxes involved, you know, Uncle Sam's looking for his money, so I got to go get it. I tell you. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to him this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. It's always good to go to Chicago. they love me there, and I'm, of course, coming back home to let them know I made it. You know what I mean? And let them know that public, a person that went to public school, that was pushed through, that wasn't even an athlete, can have a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your hands together for the one and only Earthquake.
Thank you. I love y'all, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, if it's not three, don't call me. We'll get into that. Find out what that's all about coming up. If it's not three, don't call me. That's the subject. But right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Divorce papers. Divorce papers. Know anything about that, Steve? Divorce papers.
Okay.
Pop ting. Wow. Yeah. It's a little early morning pop ting. Yeah, the boys' papers. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I am trying to reach a Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the law firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. I'm still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified, but whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What? How is that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today. But I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Wait a minute. Let's back this up. How do I owe him $18,000?
For what
reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25 and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together, and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did. And
yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had 2 children for him. I left with none. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call her back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you
because
any way I want to.
What you talked about, because once I went to court, all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding up your...
No, baby, I work all through the year. I've stayed at that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
No, it ain't the root of no problem, because I want to know how that Curry could get 18%. And Louisiana is a community property. He had his lawyer and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it, and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kurt separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agree with everything, was back and forward, and we agree with everything. He signed a paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth a damn who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer and thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this song, he going to come back and tell, and oh, no, I'm going to fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, Cindy, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this, because I need to get talk to me a lawyer, because I'm not agreeing to anything, because I don't think that it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline, because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Hasn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money, then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, what? I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I'm not, I mean, I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. He done took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe, you know, like
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Really? Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick you what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out, and I'll let know it's not possible.
But if you
meet me Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I'll tell you what else you ain't going to believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good. On the air, huh?
I got Janice on the phone. I got her grandbaby on the phone. You just got by the whole family.
Well, yeah, Janice, I'm gonna kick you.
There you have it. Divorce papers. Don't everybody get to. All right. Stupid is on the way, and Stupid is on the way tomorrow. That's New Orleans, Louisiana. That's the Sanger Theater. That's now hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Kia Junior Boy is in the building. Tony Roberts is in the building.
Kia.
Dominique, that girl.
Yeah.
Funny as all get out.
Ooh,
in the building. And the legend herself, Monique, in the building. It's at the Sanger. It's going down tomorrow night, baby, in the N.O., baby. Yeah, we second lining all the way to the stage, though. And when we come up in there straight, stupid, straight. Straight ignorant, and you know, a couple beignets in the back. I got beignets that's gonna be in my dressing room. I got my thing laid out. I got New Orleans in my dressing room. I'm ready.
You got some daiquiris, you got some beignets, and some
everything.
Everything.
All right, you
look like Bourbon Street in there.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, if it's not three, don't call me. We'll get into that right after this.
If it ain't four, then you don't know.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, on work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, if it's not three, don't call me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm divorced and I met a man that wanted a relationship with me, but I wasn't ready for a commitment yet. He used to call me his fun friend because we hung out and got drunk and then we'd have a lot of great sex. I could go a few days without talking to him, but then he started getting caught up and he wanted a relationship. I had to bring him back to reality by doing a threesome with him and one of my coworkers. Adding a woman to the mix threw him off. He said that he really did like me, but it is crystal clear that I'm just with him for sex. He stopped calling me and he wouldn't answer my calls. I started to miss this man and I realized after about 3 weeks that I wanted to be with him. So I popped up at the lounge where we met. He noticed me and came over to say hello. I poured my heart out and admitted that I was stupid to let him go. And I apologized for bringing my coworker to have sex with us without asking him first. He told me it's all good, and he said he's moved on, and he is just going with the flow. I asked if we could go to his house to talk and have makeup sex. He said I could come by later, so I went home to freshen up, and when I walked into his house, my coworker that we had the threesome with was on the sofa. He laughed in my face, said they've been hooking up since he ghosted me. He said he should have known I was trashy early on when I told him, if it's not three, don't call me, meaning I'm into threesomes. I left hurt and embarrassed. I thought that all men liked threesomes. I was trying to be cool, but I had it all wrong. Did he invite me over to be cruel and seek revenge? But why? All right, listen. Yes, of course he did all of that to get back at you. Yeah, laugh in your face, all of that. Because you hurt him, obviously. He was mad that you rejected him early on. He was ready for a relationship, but you said you weren't ready for a commitment. And so, to fend off his advances and everything, you introduced him to a threesome with your coworker. That was your mistake. You do realize that. And now you want the man back. Well, a lot has happened. In those 3 weeks you were gone and you missed out on a good man. He didn't even want a threesome and you basically forced it on him because you say you thought that's what men liked. Well, not this man. So the lesson here is that, you know, if the man doesn't bring it up, threesomes, that is, why are you bringing this up? Why are you introducing this into your relationship just because you're not ready for a serious relationship? That doesn't mean you should introduce your man to a threesome. Where's the logic in that? I mean, threesomes aren't for everyone. They aren't for everyone. And you were just doing something. Now he no longer respects you. He no longer wants you. And now he's with your coworker. He called you trashy, but your coworker was also in that threesome. Maybe she gets a pass because he didn't have feelings for her at the time. Now you have to move on because he clearly has. He clearly has. Steve?
It's doomed from the beginning. I don't understand people. I mean, look, you can do what you want to do. This is a free world. And it's a fallen one, too. So we more open about everything now than we've ever been, you know. So, and then you record it and you got cyberspace. It just, this whole thing just is wrong from the get-go. You divorced. You met a man that wanted to have a relationship with you, but you wasn't ready for a commitment. So he started calling you his fun friend. Y'all hung out, got drunk, had great sex. And you could go some days without talking to him, but then the man, you say, he got caught up, started having feelings for you, and wanted a relationship. So you, this was your idea. You said, I had to bring him back to reality by doing a threesome with him and one of my coworkers. That's how you bring him back to reality? That was a good idea. Adding a woman to the mix threw him off. He said he really did like me. Now, this man really liked you, crystal clear. And I'm just with him for the sex. So he stopped calling you, and he wouldn't answer your calls. Because now you fooled him. See, he thought he had something that you really weren't. And he thought he had something special. And you don't even think you special. See, that's why I tell women all the time, you always got to keep yourself special, because that's how we going to treat it. See, we're going to treat it the way you treat it. If you think your thing is special, when we get it, that's how we going to treat it. But if you don't think it's special, what you want us to do? And this is a prime example of that. You pass it around to the coworker girl and to him. So he went, oh, okay, I thought she was just right here, but she really ain't. Anyway, he stopped calling. You wouldn't take your calls. Then you started to miss this man and realize after about 3 weeks that you really wanted to be with him. So you popped up at the lounge where we met. He noticed me, came over to say hello, and poured your heart out, admitted I was stupid, let him go. I apologize for bringing your coworker in to have sex with his ass him first. He said, it's all good now. He said, now, I done moved on. I'm just going with the flow now. So, okay. So now, when I thought I could have something with somebody, you tricked me and told me you was tricky. So now, I'm off that right now. I'm just going with the flow. When we come back, I'm going to show you how the flow go. Because he told you at the lounge, but you didn't know.
Right.
I'll tell you how the flow go.
Thank you, Steve. Coming up in 23 minutes after, we'll recap today's Strawberry Letter. We'll have part two of Steve's response. The subject is, if it's not three, don't call me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, if it's not three, don't call me. Mm.
Well, okay. You got a divorce. You met a man, really liked you. You wasn't ready for a commitment. Then he, after a while, he started catching feelings for you. You thought you'd bring him back to reality by inviting a threesome into y'all's bedroom. So you had a lady co-worker at your job come over and y'all had a threesome together. Okay, kind of threw the man off. And so he said, wow. He thought he had something special with you because he really liked you. He got upset because you brought this woman in. He thought he had something special because he really liked you. So now he quit calling you and returning your calls, and he don't want to have nothing to do with you. And then after 3 weeks, you missed a man and you realized, well, I like this guy. And so you decided to catch up with him. So since you wouldn't return your calls, you went to the lounge where y'all met. He noticed you over there. He went up to you and spoke to you. Then you poured your heart out, admitted you were stupid to let him go. You apologized for bringing your coworker to have sex with us without asking him first. He told me it's all good. He said he done moved on. And now he just going with the flow. See, you created this monster. Now you done went up. Now you met the monster you created. He just going with the flow. So now you asked right there. Here you go again, taking it upon yourself. You don't know how to follow no lead. You always lead. I asked, could we go to his house to talk and have makeup sex? That's what you said. You just went up to the lounge. So you thought, give him a little bit more and then y'all be right back to go. He said you could come by later. So you went on to the house and freshened up, right? Then you walked into his house and the co-worker that y'all had the threesome with was sitting on the sofa. Uh-oh. He laughed in my face and said they've been hooking up since he ghosted me. He said he should have known I was trashy early on when I told him, if it's not three, don't call me.
What?
Wait a minute. That's your mantra?
Uh-huh.
So now you sitting up in here, and now he told you, he knew you was trashy. And when you told him, if it's not three, don't call me, meaning I'm in the threesomes. I left hurt and embarrassed. I thought all men like threesomes. Have you been listening to this show?
I knew you were going to get to that.
I told you more than one time how I feel about it. I am not the one. Clearly, it was something more than I thought it was. I did not know what the hell was going on in here. It was one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. I'm scarred from that.
How old were you?
Oh, it's grown now. It's good now. Grown. Yeah. I was in my 40s. Yeah. I was in my 40s.
Anyway.
Can you come back
never
from
took
down
my
there?
Ass in there. I ain't recovered from that one yet. Y'all got quiet now just talking.
Right. No.
I was trying
audible.
To be cool, but I had it wrong. Did he invite me? I was trying to be cool, but I had it all wrong. Did he invite me over to be cruel and seek revenge? But why? Well, yeah, he was being mean because you hurt him. He wanted you for real. And then you introduced him to the okie doke. So now he just going with the flow. He don't even want the girl that's over there because he already knows she trashy too, because he describes women who want threesomes as trashy. So now he just going with the flow. Now he don't want a relationship now. He just flowing with the trashy type chicks. And your girl trashy because she came in there. But she a better trashy than you. Because, see, at least he didn't like her. So let me just go on and stay with this right. See, that's what a man say. I'm just going with the flow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that ain't a good thing. Because that's the flow funky, man. Mm-hmm. So now, yeah, they're going to. And then, of course, he ain't going to have nothing with her because he know what she is. Because he thinks women who invite threesomes is trashy. That's his opinion. He has every right to feel that way. So, you know, she ain't got nothing. She got what you didn't want. And now you want what she got. But now what either one of y'all got is just the flow guy now. Let me tell y'all something about threesomes that I've discovered. Threesomes have no solid footing or future. Oh, it's probably exciting, it's probably fun, and it's probably thrilling. And I can understand how a person could feel that way. But threesomes have no future. You know why? Because you're dealing with three people. It's hard enough to keep one mate happy and be compatible with one person over a period of time. There's no way to do it with three because there's too many wants, needs, desires. It's too many different things going on in a threesome. You're trying to... Three people? What you think?
But Steve, it's so common.
Two women and one man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's common. But it has no future. Because you can't build a solid relationship with three people.
All right,
you just can't.
Leave us your comments. Let us know what you think on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Man, Shirley, the news coming out these camps. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what's going on down in Dallas now. You know, they said that now that in preseason, Dak Prescott has thrown 9 interceptions already.
Nine?
Yeah, he up to 9 in practice already. So, you know,
it was
we're gonna
three
get to
Monday
game.
Or Tuesday. It was 3.
Yeah, you up to 9 now. Now, here another thing, though. It got so bad that him and Trayvon Diggs then got into it. And Trayvon then told Dak Prescott, you need to shut your B up. That's what he told him. Oh, my gosh. When you
break up.
Yes. Yes. Told him that and nothing happened. I don't see how any another fight in Cowboy Land. That's what I just can't tell me that.
I don't understand. B break up. I don't understand.
He told him to shut the blank up. Yeah.
B A.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shut your B up. I'm going, what are you doing? That ain't you cussing.
Oh, you're mad at the cussing?
B-A up.
Yeah, there you go. B-A. Clear.
But, could you just take that as a quarterback of the team? You just don't even swing or nothing? Just go on? Just do what he said.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
You know how much Dak make? You know how much Trayvon make? That's a considerable difference now.
It is.
They not going to get rid of Dak over Trey. I want you to understand that. We're talking about 200-something million.
Uh-huh.
We're talking 21. Yellow. Yellow.
Yeah, we can take that. That ain't even going to bother. Yeah. You can go take that.
I don't know why Trayvon talking to Dak, but if they do the numbers, I'll tell you who going to be gone first.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And Trayvon is a cold boy. He's that boy, pure greatness. Now I love Trayvon.
Yeah,
but they need to get it together in Dallas. They get to this every year with Dallas. I told you, man, I love the players on the Dallas Cowboys. I love Jerry Jones, the owner. I love his family, man. I think they some great people.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand that damn star on that helmet and them talking about their America's team. I just can't stand the Dallas Cowboys. But I like all the players. I like Ezekiel. I like all the players. Man, the players are some cool dudes and the owner's cool. See, you got to understand, the Dallas Cowboys was in the North Division before there was an AFL and an NFL. They was in the same division as the Cleveland Browns. So I hated the Dallas Cowboys. So when they split up in the AFL, NFC, AFC, my hatred for them continued. Mm-hmm. So I can't help it. I love all the players and the owners. Thought they great. Can't stand the Cowboys.
Well, you know, we got some week one preseason football this weekend, man. Catch your games. Games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we got games all weekend long. It's preseason, though. Ain't really no starters starting. Ain't really none of that. We gonna see.
Yeah, but it's better than baseball, though.
My husband's so happy. He like football is back.
Woo! All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a man has a run-in with his neighbor's wife, and he wants to tell the husband about it. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Carl in Slidell says, my wife invited a neighbor over for drinks, and the neighbor started talking about how good she is at doing this thing that I love. She asked my wife if it was okay to show me, and my wife allowed her to do it. She gave me an out-of-body experience that day. Now it's so weird whenever I see her husband, because as a man, I would want to know if my wife had hooked up with one of our neighbors in that way. Should I have a heart-to-heart with this guy?
So you want to get shot.
So he wants to get shot. Buried in the backyard.
Hey, dog. Why are you running your mouth? Your wife let this woman do this to you.
Yeah, she asked permission.
And now you wants to tell the husband?
You're stupid. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get it done again? No.
Oh, that's why.
Not an encore.
You don't want to shut it down?
You don't see this as a gift?
As a win. A win is a win.
You don't recognize this as a... Talk about the neighborhood watch program. You talk about the homeowners association. I can't believe what, bro. Let me ask you something, bro. Why would you tell her husband?
Because he says he would want to know if his wife hooked up with one of the neighbors. So he is, you know, I guess in his mind trying to do a good thing.
Well then, bro, you need to find out. Bro, you're going to mess around and this going to go way different than you think.
Yeah. Monkey, you ain't lying.
I'm going to give me a house in Slidell. That's what I'm going to do.
House of living,
that's what you got out of this?
Yeah.
So let me see how this conversation going to go. So
yeah,
you're going to go, ding dong, you're going to ring the doorbell.
Uh-huh.
Hey, neighbor. Hey, man, how you doing? Hey, what? Yeah, what can I do for you? I need to talk to you, man. What's going on? What, you need to borrow my lawnmower? You need a weed eater? What do you need?
That ain't what I want.
No, that ain't. I'm going to talk to you about your wife. Pardon me? I want to talk to you about your wife. Wait a minute, guy. You want to talk to me about my wife? What about my wife?
Yeah.
Well, she came over the other day, and we was drinking. And, man, I got to tell you. I just want you to know. What?
Don't say.
She had my eyes rolled in the back of my head so hard.
Did you get something in your eye or something?
No, it wasn't in my eye.
Yeah, this ain't good conversation.
You said your eyes were rolling.
It's no way.
Yeah, how do you do that?
No way to address this subject. Because before you get to the how it happened, is too much can happen before that. You won't even get to the end of this conversation, right? Because it just, bro, the stupidest thing you could do is bring this up. Listen, man, you got a free one. You got it over. It's a secret. These are those things you take to the grave.
Mm-mm.
You know, y'all need to quit watching football together and all this here. Quit borrowing each other's tools and all that. You know, just distance yourself. But I know the next time she over there drinking with the wife, I'm going to be sitting there quiet as hell.
Pick me. All right.
Yeah.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour.
Y'all need anything?
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you've been saying it. Your Elevate You stick packs and gummies are at Walmart.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I just found out today that Earthquake is using my Elevate You product, which really was surprising to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Quake, for that
he
endorsement of the product. But at Walmart right now, you can get the stick packs. And that means you can take your Elevate You green drinks, Vitality Daily green drinks, with you anywhere you go. No measuring, no mess. Just tear it open, put it in your favorite beverage. Give it a shake or a stir and go on and enjoy your delicious original flavor, tart, cherry, or chocolate. And we have in Walmart, the gummies are now available. If you have and need some digestive health, help, ladies, I know that's a big thing with women. It's good for you. If you want to increase your metabolism, we have some gummies that give you an extra boost. And if you want to help out your immune system to keep fighting off those things that's out there to heighten your immune quality, we've got gummies for that. All three of those gummies are available at Walmart and Walmart.com. The stick packs are available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Y'all, go check it out. I'm telling you, it works. I ought to stand up and take my damn shirt off right now.
Take it off.
Yeah, I'm feeling about, you know, a couple things.
All right, Steve, thank you. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather pay $3,000 for a Stephen A. Smith basketball camp? Okay. Or would you rather pay $3,000 for a Shirley Strawberry cooking camp?
Yeah, B. Just because that's going to be funny as hell right there. Yeah. B. I'm going to get Junior. Way more joy out of this.
Junior. Yeah, Shirley, I work with you every day. I come to the camp. Yeah, I pay you $3,000. Because I know one thing is going to happen at the camp. We're not going to have a complete meal.
And we need a fire department there for
yeah.
sure.
It's going to be way more
whatever.
Than
Steve, A or B,
oh,
would you rather?
I'm cooking camp for damn sure. Be in there laughing my ass off. Everybody gathered around that one little ragged-ass crock pot.
Sure all right,
don't you learn how to do nothing else. You could do it all in the crock pot, baby.
Would you rather wax your entire buttocks, or would you rather shave your head, or don't shave your head, not shave your head for a whole month? So either wax your butt or not shave your head for a month.
No,
B. Man. Mm.
So you don't want to shave your head for a month?
Yeah, I can go without shaving my head for a month. I don't, waxing my butt, I don't really.
People get that every day.
Yeah, people, really. I'm not in that people section. I'm not in
that. You talking about the butt women. Or the middle?
Both. All of it.
Yeah.
The butt is the butt, okay?
Can't the whole the circumference.
Yeah, can't do the middle. You can do the outside. I don't give a damn. Shave my head. And Junior.
Wait a minute. Wait, what I got to do?
Yeah, well, you need to start considering.
You want him to choose?
You need to start looking into this head shape. Ain't gonna, after a while, it ain't gonna take long.
Would you rather?
It's getting back there.
Would you rather tell your wife you'll be out late, or would you rather deal with it when you got home?
Oh no.
My wife,
no, hey. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, I'll be out late.
You gotta
deal
her.
With it when you get home. You be up all night.
You up all week.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Because now you're sneaking. No, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
No, I'll be right. out late, baby. Because I'm all always right. home. My wife ain't ever had to look for me at night. I'm home.
That's wonderful.
Where I'm going? Well, but really, man, where am I going?
To the club.
He can't go nowhere.
He can't do that.
Uh-huh. Where am I going? It's like
you're
not
too way too famous.
No, where I'm going?
Oh, man. All right, guys, that's today's round of Would You Rather. And coming up next, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. Wow, it's been a good week. It went by fast, huh? We got to say thank you to Earthquake for stopping by.
Quake!
Uh-huh. Make sure you go see him in Chicago and D.C. And, Steve, before you get to your closing, we have one more Would You Rather, okay?
Okay.
Would you rather swim across the lake to help fight, or would you rather record it all for social media?
No, I want to swim across. Yeah. Because the biggest thing is my black ass swimming that far. That right there. I want to see that happen.
I'd have been throwing chairs from the boat, but my ass can't swim that damn far. That little boy right there was my hero.
Yes. Well,
he was 16,
yeah. Hey, listen, man, these are my closing remarks. I was just, you know, I was watching CNN the other night, and I was looking at the Republican political polls for the presidency. And there's about 8 candidates. There isn't a single Republican candidate that has 20% approval of the Republican Party. Christie was at 2%. Tim Scott was at 2%. Pence was at 3%. All these other political people were at 3%, 2%. I don't even remember anybody in double digits. DeSantis was down in single digit percentage. The only double digit approval rating candidate for the Republican Party is Donald J. Trump with 54%. I just sat there and looked at my TV the other day, and it just made me realize, man, just how bad a shape this country is really in. The Republican Party, man, I just don't know how you're not ashamed at this point. I just really, really don't. And the Republican super PAC that's anti-Trump has been spending a lot of money with these ads of old Trump supporters who supported Trump with flags and everything, who are now saying, I just can't do it. I can't support him as president. And it's not even making a dent. Donald J. Trump is 54% of the Republican choice for president. Hey man, excuse me. But are you all, you all are just showing me, the Republican Party is showing me that that's just who you are. And you're not even hiding it anymore. You're willing to elect one of the immorally corrupt people. Why? And the only thing I can stand to come up with is that's how you are. You're okay with moral corruption. You're okay with breaking the law. As long as you get what you want, that's okay. But I'm not really surprised. That's how you got America. Your forefathers took America the same way. America was stolen. You took this from a series of people, and you made it yours through corruption and killing, deception and war. So that's the MO. I remember one time watching a protest while Donald Trump was running, and these teenage white kids was from this affluent high school, and they were protesting against the Native Americans. And the Native American was shouting at this young teenager, saying, your forefathers stole this country. Don't you understand it? You know what the white boy's response was? Yeah, I get it. That's the way it goes. So what? It happens like that. You take what you want by any means necessary. That was the white teenager response. So you know where he got that from? He was taught that. That you aren't born that way. You're taught that. And so this Donald Trump resurfacing again as your primary Republican candidate, it just says a lot about the Republican Party. It says a lot about America, man. And we are really that America. Y'all are that sick. You all are okay. How can Donald Trump be the example that you want to show to your kids as who you would want to represent your nation? And you okay with that with your kids? You okay with that for your grandkids? Wow, man, that's kind of crazy. So you're actually telling us that we actually have no chance in this country. We don't. This country doesn't stand a chance. We're crumbling, man, right in front of our eyes. Because if you can tell me that Donald Trump is good for America, that Donald Trump is good for this country, in spite of all the lies he has told, and are you so blinded by that, man, that you really believe what he's saying? Come on, man. Are y'all kidding me? It's so blatantly obvious what he's done, and y'all just support this man wholeheartedly. And it just leaves me to come to one conclusion. It's because that's just how you are. But I've been knowing it for quite some time. It's just amazing how you're willing to prove it. So I can only say thank you. Because I've known this the entire time. And now you've proved it over and over again. So good luck to everybody else. Make sure you register to vote, because if you don't, he will be president again. And he wants to be president so he can be free from being indicted. That's his real reason. He has no plan for this country. He never had one. He just wants to avoid indictment by becoming a sitting president. That's all it is. We're just dealing with a country full of cowards. I'm glad I ain't one of them. I bet I don't vote for his ass. I don't give a damn what y'all say. And y'all sick for voting for him. Thank you. Have a great day today, y'all. Talk to God. He loves you. But I don't want to hear from
you. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.